Well, Jason, let's talk the world of business. And this comes up once a year with my 7-year-old, who is now 7, what to do for her birthday party. And, you know, I hate to say this, but there's so many limited things you can do in this community. But picking up the paper and learning, Barnyard Buddies Petting Zoo can come to our house and bring their pets.
Yeah, they can bring all the furry fun to your party.
Really?
Yeah.
So how'd you come about this?
Well, I ran into them. They were actually out at the Renaissance Fair. And she set up out there, Shaylin Perrault. And she's really neat young lady. She's 17 years old. She goes to Holy Cross.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
17-year-old.
17-year-old. And she runs this business and has for about a year. She goes to Holy Cross, and she is in 4-H and very busy, but still finds time to run this business. And she comes from a large family. She's got, I think, 9 other siblings that are younger than her. So as she says, you know, they're her little employees.
Oh, interesting.
she's got her staff there all set up. And it comes in handy because she's got a lot of critters. Let me run through this list. She's got 2 pot-bellied pigs named Sassy and Ray Lynn, 2 goats, Lily and Amigo, several rabbits, the most popular 2 of which are Cookie and Midnight. And she's got a flock of ducks and chickens, as well as a turkey that she borrowed from a friend.
A turkey?
A turkey.
A gobbler turkey.
A gobble turkey. She takes them all along.
I
want to
hide that away this week.
Yeah, they may be in protective custody this week. I'm not sure. But she's gone to the San Miguel, or she lives in San Miguel. She's gone to county fairs. She most recently worked the Hidalgo County Fair. And like I said, they did the Renaissance Fair. But she does birthday parties. You know, if you are tired of the bouncy house, you can have her come out to your party, and she'll set up in the backyard. She budgets about $150 a month for feed for the animals. She's working on getting a new, bigger, better trailer so she can go mobile. And she says she also wants to get a pony to add to the menagerie.
Oh, you got to have a pony.
You got to have a pony.
You got to have a pony.
You
got to
have a pony.
Like I said, my 7-year-old has a pony in Houston that we visit once a year.
Yeah.
We call it her pony.
Her
but
pony.
It's actually my brother's pony. And she loves riding on that pony nonstop.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's very fun. And this is a great way for kids that don't have access to a rural setting, don't have a family farm, to get familiar with farm animals and get that little taste of the rural lifestyle. And you can find them on Facebook. That's where she books most of her gigs. They're, again, Barnyard Buddies Petting Zoo. Facebook is Las Cruces Petting Zoo. And I think she runs about $150 an hour.
Which is not bad. That's comparable
to a bouncy house or
that's
something.
That's right.
So really neat. Good business. Good young woman to have here in town. And she's looking to get some land and expand and have a place where people can come visit and use the animals sort of like therapy animals.
It is. Yes.
It's very therapeutic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good for her. Good for her. Let's talk about nonprofit support and success. KRWG is a nonprofit.
Right.
And we are coming up on the end of the year where we're going to be looking for people to contribute to KRWG with year-end giving.
Good cause, absolutely. And you're not alone. This is a popular time of year for fundraising drives. People are, one, in the giving mood, and two, we're getting close to the end of the year, so it's a good time to get your tax deductions, get all that set up. And this week, Nancy Barnes-Smith, who is our nonprofit guru, is talking about how to run a successful campaign. And she says that there are three reasons people give. People give to success. They'll give to a successful nonprofit that they see doing good work that they want to support. A lot of people give to people. So I'm likely to contribute because I know you as part of KRWG. And third, people give because they are asked and it's made easy for them to give. So always, if you're doing like a mail campaign, at least put in that return envelope. And be careful about how you phrase your pitches, because Nancy says that she's seen a lot of people start out with, "We're in desperate trouble. We need your help."
No, crisis mode.
Crisis mode is just not the way to do it.
It's not cool.
It's not cool. And it's also not effective.
No.
More to the point. And you know, at minimum, like I said, the return envelope should be there. Don't have to do a stamp. But do make it easy for people to give. And if it's an online campaign, make it easy for them to click and give that way as well.
Okay. Let's talk about a benchmark for Las Cruces.
Absolutely.
Real Estate Connection.
Real Estate Connection. We got some really good news. Everybody knows that Las Cruces area homes have been, the prices have been on the upswing, but they may not realize how much. a report from the archives of the Las Cruces Association of Realtors on November 13 shows that the average sales price for the 36 new and existing homes, townhomes, and condominiums sold during just the first 13 days in November was $203,500. That's the second month that we've been over the 200,000 mark. And prior to that, it was back, I think, in 07, 08, when we were seeing houses move at that price. So good news for real estate.
Okay, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.